This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, digging down a little bit into that jobs data that Heather and Gina and I were talking about. Let us talk here healthcare, shall we? The Bureau of Labor Statistics says fully a third of the net new jobs created in this economy last month were in healthcare. And within that sector, the home health industry has seen a 6% increase in employment over the past year. And it's a difficult field to hire in, too. A recent industry report found a quarter of patients are being turned away from care because of low staffing. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that slice of this labor market.
In our latest edition of Things COVID-19 Changed Forever, home health care.
People sought safer locations for care than they might have had in some sort of congregate or inpatient setting.
Bill Dombey is with the National Association for Home Care and Hospice.
It also accelerated an awareness of the capabilities of care at home.
But there's a problem. The population is aging, and there's not enough nurses.
It's kind of the perfect storm now.
Scott Williams is with Interim Healthcare, a network of franchises with as many as 3,000 job openings.
Our franchisees are really in a constant hiring state at this point.
Without enough staff, more older Americans have to stay in hospitals longer than they need to, says Pat Driscoll with Texas Woman's University.
Or they have to go into a nursing home. And very frankly, older folks don't recuperate as well.
And it's hurting the bottom line at companies competing for nurses with higher paying hospitals. Often when home care companies do offer higher salaries,
the cost of the care is more than the reimbursement.
Mary Gibbons Myers ran Johns Hopkins Care at Home for several years.
So a lot of agencies are unable to stay in business because of it.
And she says because insurers reimburse home health care at a lower rate than hospitals, companies struggle to compete. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.